you know, learn something from you and how you're going to learn something from them and get it all done. So this is a collaborative incentive program here to do something neat and interesting. So that will be a topic for next week, so be forewarned. Topic that I wanted, or one of the thing I wanted to say, just a personal thank you. A lot of the guys from Barra came down to St. John's last Tuesday night, and since there was no kit night scheduled in Washington Township, they came down to St. John's to help my son Jeremy make some progress on his Eagle project, which was building a bunch of J-poles for the Red Cross. And he's built more than they requested, with partials on top of that that have to be completed as well. And then he'll be running some field verifications locally just to test out all the antennas outdoors. Although they haven't had SWR checks, they're all 2-meter J-poles of one form or another. Some are copper and some are twin leads. But also, we're hoping that they can then run a field trial between various locations and develop a bit of a frequency coverage map, i.e. what can be done on simplex and what can be done on repeaters should they be available. So he's got a busy time ahead of him, but he's working on it and starting to enjoy it. And some of the other boys are enjoying the fact that they're doing things like doing plumbing work and, you know, and that's really antenna work, and they're getting a kick out of that as well.
So is Piper they use?
They're using both half-inch and three-quarter copper, as well as twin lead.
Good deal. Good luck to them.
Yeah, he's doing really well. He's really well. I mean, he was a bit dumbstruck as to how many people showed up last night. I mean, on Tuesday night. And then, while it was a much smaller group on Wednesday night, taking advantage of the fact that a lot of people are off from work or off from school, I worked even later last night, but still W2AR came all the way down from Warwick both nights. Other people came from, you know, West Jersey. Other people came from Ringwood in that nasty storm on Tuesday night. So that was very, very thoughtful of them to do that. The other thing is Jeremy got a couple of the boys in the troop to document step by step, and worked with Jim W2JC, who also came both nights, to essentially build a script for first a PowerPoint and then either a narrated video or a narrated PowerPoint for step by step instructions on how to build the twin lead J poles, which I think are in general easier to build. They require fewer advanced tools, but more importantly, they also require some care, and so they've documented how to do it so it's effectively stupid proof. So that's a good thing too, and so that will be another work product from the project, so that way others will have a step-by-step way of building their antennas, and that maybe that technique can be applied to other things as well over time. All right, any questions or comments, confusions, this is W2TTT.
Gordon, where's Jeremy to put a set of plans together for me?
Oh, a set of plans? Yeah, well, sure. That can be printed out and given to you, sure, Tom. Actually, two other scouts are under his supervision are working to get it done with W2JC's photographic skills being applied as well. So, but sure. We'll be up, you know, it'll be a PowerPoint, so we'll be able to print it out for you and give it to you.
Appreciate that. I'm talking about the one made out of pipe. You know, I prefer those. They worked well.
Okay. Yeah, okay, then that's different. I don't know if they're going to make a step-by-step for that, but there was a discussion of whether or not that would happen, and it very well may. But either way, it's easily done. It does require a torch. If you're not going to be really beating on it, get in a very, very high stress environment, I would recommend half-inch copper. A, it's cheaper, and B, it's easier to work with from the standpoint of assembling the antennas. I did notice that because the boys were working with three-quarter the first night, and they were working with half-inch last night, and it made a huge difference to step down to half-inch. But that could actually be worked, no problem, Tom. Any other questions or comments? K2BAR. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to wish everybody a good night. Thanks again for your attention and to all these wonderful activities. The reminder, Barra has a 10-meter net on Monday at 9 o'clock, 28375. A YL net at 8 o'clock on 146.79. On Wednesday, there's a 2-meter net on 146.79 in Paramus. On Thursday, there's a 440 net on 444.100 at 8:30. And the tech net at 9 o'clock here on 146.955 or via Echo Link K2 Foxtrot Juliet -L. Coffee, it can be had Tuesdays and Fridays at the food court around 8:30, 9 o'clock in Paramus Park in the mornings. And the kit night is usually at West Wood High School in Washington Township, unless school is closed. And then the summer months and selectively other times during the school year, they try to use the community room over at the Washington Township Municipal Building, and that's at 7 on Tuesday nights. So last but not least, our first meeting of January 2012 will be not on New Year's, but a week later. We gather at 7 at the Municipal Building in Westwood, Washington Township, pardon me, and then right off of Pascack Road. And meeting starts at 7:30 or so. So hopefully you'll be able to join us for these wonderful activities, of which I've just touched a few. One last thing is Fairlawn is having their New Year's celebration tomorrow night at the Fairlawn Radio Club. And if you're not going to be participating in the course of the test team, you might want to jump over there about 7 o'clock and bring some goodies. It's always nice when people bring goodies to share. I think it'll break up around 9:30. It's not going to be a late evening, as I think there's limitations as to how long they can be in the building. But it'll be the usual friendship and fellowship of the Fairlawn Radio Club, so feel free to jump in on that as well. Well, this is K2BAR W2 Tango Tango Tango, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use, and thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. Night-night, guys. I'm going to go inside and get some dinner.
One quick question.
Ship is too kind a word.
Okay, standby, Noel. What was that, Tom?
Do you think fellowship is too generous a statement?
No. But I understand your concern. All right, Noel, N2OEL, W2TTT.
Okay. I got my new 3000. Tony came over. We spent a half hour, 45 minutes trying to figure out how to turn it. And we know it's communicating because when it's plugged in with the firewire cord, it recognizes it and so forth. But when it's not plugged in, it gives us only the choice of the demo mode. But basically, we couldn't figure out how to turn the thing on and receive on 20 meters.
Did you, on the software screen, did you hit the start button?
Yeah, and it told us that the bandwidth of our filter was illegal for the band that we selected.
Oh, dear. Well, here's a question for you. Do you have some free time tomorrow?
I work for the Ayatollah. I'm working from 12:30 to 10 o'clock at night.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, if you're motivated, you could bring your radio over to... over to our church basement in the morning, and we could use that as a quick punctuation of of the courses we're giving. And we could show people how to get a software-defined radio moving and what that's about. I'm actually going to have my Wind radio there. I'm not going to bring the Flex, but I am going to bring the 7000. But if you want to bring your 3000, you don't need to bring... Well, do you? Yeah, you might need to bring... I don't know what computer you're using with it.
A nice big desktop. The problem is, of course, I have to be to work at 12:30 sharp, and they're actually begging us to work 10 hours overtime a week, and I'm resisting starting early.
Okay. If you want to come in the morning early, let's say 9-ish, we might be able to spend some time on that briefly. I'll make sure I have the... I'll make sure that my Wind radio... Not my Wind radio. My Power SDR installation knows about the 3000. I think I can figure it that way, but I can throw that laptop in with me and bring it down if you're going to come.
So I'm going to pass. I don't dare take a chance. Also, my dog is going to Ordell Animal Hospital, and I think I'm going to be there with the XYL. We're going to take separate vehicles in case I have to leave early. This dog had a water in the heart, and, well, we're having lots of fun.
I understand. I hope the dog feels better, and I hope you guys survive the experience as well as the dog. Congratulations on your 3000. That's excellent. That is truly excellent. It could be something with your virtual audio cables. It could be other things. But are you seeing a spectral sweep so that, you know, you can actually see signals appearing on the bands? You're just not hearing it. Is that the problem?
Well, we started out with a dummy load, so we didn't see much. It said, first it said, the signal strength was minus 200 dBm, and we finally got it up to minus 112. And we pushed the wrong button someplace, and we don't know what we did. that was lots of fun.
It sounds like you haven't calibrated it. I'm wondering, SKW2TTT, doesn't that sound vaguely familiar?
Yeah, you got to go through step by step. You need to do a calibration, and I think it'll get remarkably more useful. And S2K.
Tried to do the calibration, and it told me that I needed to have authorization. Except I was already in the administrator's account, so. Well, first I set it out with a non-administrator's account, and then it told me that I wasn't allowed to do it because I wasn't in an administrator's account, so I went to the administrator's account, still couldn't do the calibration. I had the choice of, normal, which nobody uses, and safe 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, sir.
Does it sound like this? Yeah, it sounds like Vista. Are you running Vista, Noel?
No, brand new install, Windows 7.
Well, that should work pretty well. Very little secret here. Follow the procedure step by step. And in so doing, stop when you get an error. Don't try to continue on. It just doesn't work. I mean, you could, but it's not going to be successful. The other thing you can do is there's a couple of people you can email, and there's also the Yahoo group for Power SDR or Flex. I can't remember, it's Flex. So you might want to join that and post your questions there. You'll get great attention from people, and they will solve your problems, and you will be rocking and rolling with your 3000 in no time.
The 3000 group. Also, I was probably about 4 or 5 months now. Okay, talk to you later. W2DTT and S2K and 2OEL.
Okay, well, I'm not on a 5000 group or a 3000 group or even a 1500 group. I'm on the general Flex group, and
that seems to have plenty of chatter and from all the right people, from Neil and from somebody else who will remain nameless, but there's a fellow from California who is quite chatty on the group, and I see his social skills have not advanced in 30 years from his days back at radio. I'll leave it at that. Anyway, but he is helpful and informative. He's just a bit acerbic, so don't get worried about that. Just, you know, pursue happiness, as it were. All right, it's OEL, and that's okay. I'm going to jump out of the car. I'll be a 2TTT.
W2TTT.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, give me a call on my cell phone.
Let me make sure that after my disaster that I still have it. Stand by. I think it is. Stand by.
And it's okay. This is N2OEL. I'd like to ask you what portable computer you're using with your 5000.
Let's see here. Robert, it's got just sidetracked for a moment here. I'm just checking for your number now.
Night, gentlemen. WA2CAI.
Yeah, 73 Tom. Enjoy. And Robert, yeah, I can call you. W2TTD. I'll be right there.
KD2AKP disconnected.
Gentlemen, WA2C. CAI clear.
So this is N2QOJ, also clear frequency and clear echo link connection. Good evening.
N2QOJ disconnected.
N2QOJW82CAI, what city are you from? W82CAI, QRT, good night, gentlemen. Jim, there.
W2TTT listening.
I missed your call. W2TTT, Gordon here.
Yes, Kilovel, it's KB2VY again.
Good evening, we meet again.
KB2VY, W2TTT. Very good, Chris. How are your programming efforts going?
Gotta tell you, with the Wilkson programming by hand was not easy. I got a couple frequencies in, and then I got the tags in, and yeah. So now I'm looking at a different radio to program over here. I've got this little ICOM, and this one's much easier, so I may have to look into the software.
Do you have the programming cable, right?
No, I'm doing this for a friend, and no, I don't think he has that. I'll have to see if he can take a look, maybe he has it, because that probably would make it so much easier.
Yeah, did he buy just the radio, or did he buy the special kit that they were selling for $144, I think, or $134, that included two batteries, a different charger, a charger that would charge both the radio and a standalone battery. It had a car power supply, basically slid in place of the battery, clips for all those things, something else. A speaker mic and an earbud mic. It was amazing. For $144, they included all that good stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't think he got that. I think he got the radio. And that's pretty much it with the manual. And I think that's all, unfortunately.
I don't feel too bad. I only got the radio, and I did it twice, the 2-meter 440 and then the 2-meter 220. I didn't know about the kit until a week ago. And that looked very attractive, I gotta tell you. I saw that kit, and I went, wow. I think you go to cheapham.com, and it's on that website.
Yeah, definitely have to check that out. All right, I heard you in there. I wanted to say hello, and we'll see how this goes for the rest of the evening. 7-3s again. We're going to go back to program mode, and happy New Year. KB2VBY, I'll be clear on your final board.
I'm trying to remember, how do you write to the memory what's in the VFO?
Let's see what I do. Get it, memory, menu, 2, button 2, button 7, then menu again. Oh, it's a hassle.
And does it automatically increment the memory, or do you have to, it basically gives you a point where you get the memory number flashing if it's empty and solid if it's full, and once you decide where you're going to put it, you hit some sort of commitment button.
Yeah, after menu 2 and 7, you hit the up or down to decide what memory slot number you want to put in. And then I think after you hit the menu button again, you have to hit the exit button. And I think when you hit the exit button, that stores it, because there's no enter. It's very different. There's no memory button on there, per se, and there's no VFO button like I'm used to on most HTs. So it's different.
Yeah, no, I understand. And you got to have the tone set right and the offset set right for whatever it is you're doing. Yep, I understand. So I have the programming software for these Ushans, the 2-meter 440, 2-meter 220. I have the programming software for the TYT 5-watt radio, the 2-meter 440, and mine's old. Mine's really old. It's so old it doesn't even have firmware that's in more modern ones. It's one of the first dozen that came in the country. And then recently I bought a TYT mobile rig for 2 meters. And I have the programming software for that, but I haven't been using it. I'll see about that in the next few days. All right, well, 73-4 now. And enjoy, I'm just up 2 blocks from home.
my errands are complete. And I got to be up at 4:30, so I'm going to teach a ham radio course all day tomorrow. But I got to take my son to work first because we're short of cars, so I got to do all that and get him work at 6:45 at Model Op and then turn around and go back to Bergenfield and teach a ham radio course all day. Lordy, lordy. All right, 7-3, be well. Take care, Chris. KB2BBYW2TDD.
Get some sleep there, Gordon. It sounds like it's going to be a short sleep for you, but anyway. All right, very good. It's been a pleasure. KB2BBY, we'll be clear.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Christmas time last year, I stopped. It was just getting too much. I didn't really have the money for it. Got a responsibility with the family and the wife and the kids and the house and all the whole nine yards. So maybe I'll pick it up again when I retire. See if I can get the medical stuff.
Roger that, Dave. Roger that. KC2HBR. In the mother friggin' house, son.
Any action over there this evening?
It's always dead as a doornail. Always.
Imagine there'll be a lot of parties Christmas Eve going on in that complex.
Yeah, probably, like anywhere else.
You don't work there on the weekends, right? Just during the week?
I work, Tuesday night through Saturday night. So you could say Wednesday morning through Sunday morning.
Oh, okay, so you are doing New Year's Eve there.
Yeah, it's extra money. It's time and a half.
Oh, very good. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, you don't have to tell me exactly, but do you get tips for Christmas working there?
All the time. You better believe it.
Yeah, that's nice. Where I work, I used to work up in the shipping office when I first worked there. And all the distributors, you know, you'd help them out with returns and whatnot. Help them load their trucks or whatever. And Christmas time, man, oh man, you used to get a lot of extra money from the distributors. Now, you know, everybody's cutting back. I don't work up there anymore. I got one guy that gives me $25, and then I get a bottle of wine from another guy, but that's it. But, I mean, there were times where I'd bring home, working up there, almost an extra grand just around Christmas time.
Yeah, well, we bring in a lot more than just a grand. You better believe it. They're all millionaires over here. And there's quite a good number of houses. So, yeah, times that by about 5 or 6.
Wow. Jesus, that's nice. Well, you can get a nice radio with that kind of money.
Yeah, roger that, roger that. Yeah, but I'm very happy, believe it or not, Charlie, with what I got. I got all Kenwood equipment, and I got all the wacky bands. I got 220, I got 1.2, I got 6 meters. I got all the wacky ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, how far is your car from where you're stationed, you know, the shack, the house, you know, that whatever the hell you call it? How far is your car parked?
Like 10 feet away.
Yeah, you should think about one day upgrading to a dual-band mobile in your car that does cross-band. Then you can sit in the shack with your HD, cross-band to your car with the mobile antenna at 50 watts out, and you can have a good time doing that. You never have to worry about being in a specific spot 10 feet away. You won't have any problem hitting your car, you know, with the signal, and then getting it cross-band out.
Yeah, roger that, roger that. So how you making that? You making good time?
I just got on the road a little while ago. I'm just coming up to the end of the Merritt in Connecticut. I'll be crossing over into New York. Made myself a double shot of coffee this morning. Stuck it in the microwave so that it stays hot for my whole trip.
I'll copy that, Charlie. Yeah, the job is good. The job is good. I'll tell you, man, I park right next to the booth. I come in, I sit down, I fall asleep. Oh, my God. It's like, Charlie, I'll tell you, man, it couldn't be much better.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's nice. You know, plus you're single, so it's a good job for you. You know, the hours, I guess you're used to them.
never forget when you first started talking to me, you thought I was like a 75-year-old retiree. That made me laugh.
N1MUQ Mobile. Mobile and yawning. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Well, you know, first impressions when you just go by a voice aren't always exact.
I'm just curious, what was it that made you think that? My voice, Charlie, or just the general, like night watchman? What was it? It was a combination?
Yeah, and I think the thing that really clinched it was when you said you're not into computers. You know, a lot of guys 70 in their 70s, you know, aren't into computers. So yeah, it was a combination of things and then your voice, too.
See, I didn't know that. I really wasn't aware of that, that my voice sounds like an elderly person. I didn't realize that. Now, I'm not disputing that. Don't get me wrong, I'm not angry about it. You know, I'm just saying, I wasn't aware of that, you know. So it's interesting to have other people's insight, you know.
Yeah, well, when we first started talking, you were a little bit more demure or laid back, a little quieter spoken. You know, now you speak up, now you talk a lot more. Plus, I've met you, so now I got a face to the voice, so it's, now it doesn't sound anything like an old man, but that's because I have, you know, some recognition from seeing you. But, you know, in the beginning, you were very soft-spoken. Your mannerisms seem that way. Just, you know, that's just the way it struck me.
Roger that there, Charlie. Roger that. Yeah, man, so KC2HPR here. Just another day at the job site. After tonight, I got two more days, Friday and Saturday.
That's right, you're still working off a Thursday. Today's Friday for me. Oh, God, excuse me. So I'm hoping to get out of here by 10:30. See what the big boss has in store for us. He's the one that decides how long we'll be there by the order he gives us. You know, we gotta trim up 2,000 pounds of deli brisket for one order, and that always takes a little while. Plus, I'm short four guys, so it could be a harrowing day. But I don't want to stay later than 10:30. I want to get the hell out of here, go home, and take a little bit of a nap.
Do you actually make the cold cuts or no?
Me personally or the building I'm in?
I mean you. I think you're in a managerial position where you don't get your hands dirty, but I might be wrong.
Well, you're half right. I'm in charge of my department. I'm a quality control supervisor, and I'm not really supposed to work, but I get bored standing around. So I help out a lot. I'm always getting dirty. But starting January, I'm retiring from working, and I'm just going to do what I was hired for. And that's just make sure the product gets done and gets done right. I'm not going to do any more lifting. I got what I thought was might be the start of carpal tunnel, and I don't want to exacerbate it, so I'm going to chill. I'm 57, so I've got like, 7.5 more years before I can retire. So I'll take it easy now for these last 7.5 years. I don't want to, you know, retire with physical ailments from working too hard.
Yeah, copy that. KC2HBR. Now, 2,000 pounds of brisket. What's that, for a supermarket?
Actually, it's for Carnegie Deli. I'm sure you heard of them.
Okay, so that's going to become pastrami, all right.
That's going to be corned beef. We made pastrami for them the other day. We made 2,000 pounds of pastrami for them. We make that out of the navels, the briskets we make into corned beef. They sell both pastrami and corned beef.
chief I don't care for, but the other one I like, pastrami, I'm a big fan.
If you ever go to the supermarket and you see a little microwave product that says that it's got the Carnegie Deli logo on it, little box, it's like, what is it, 12-ounce piece of pastrami. If you ever see that, that's made in my plan.
Okay, copy that.
You nuke it for like, I think 8 minutes, you know, put a couple of holes in the bag, small slits, whatever, poke it with the tip of a knife, nuke it for 8 minutes, open it up, make sure you don't burn yourself, slice that stuff as thin as you can, and I tell you, it's absolutely delicious.
I know. I go to Ben's Kosher Deli. It's 2 blocks from my house. You know Ben's Kosher? You ever heard of Ben's Kosher Deli?
No, can't say as I have.
It's a chain. It's a national chain. There's about 10 stores.
Sorry about that. Just taking a sip of my mighty hot coffee. No, I can't say I have heard of it. Although I do go to kosher delis on occasion, not around here. But when we go down to Florida, there's a couple of places that we like. They got real good pickles.
Yeah, well, they got one in Boca Raton. One of them is in Boca.
Oh, well, maybe we've been to it, because that's where we go, is to Boca. My mother-in-law has a condo down there, and that's where we drive down. We're either going February or April. We're not sure yet which month we're going. You know, we only go for a week, but when my wife has off from school, she's got a week's vacation in February, President's Week, and then she's got one in April, so we go down one of those weeks. That's our big drive of the year.
What, is she a grade school teacher?
Yeah, elementary school. She's a fifth grade teacher.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, well, when you go to Boca, see if you could find out where Ben's Kosher Deli is. It's very good. I have one 2 blocks from me.
Okay, I'll check it out. I'm sure we might have been there. There's one kosher deli that we go to down there, but I don't recall the name of it. I'll ask my wife. She may know. It might be Ben's. This is a pretty big place.
Copy. That's probably it. That's probably it.
When they bring pickles to your table, they bring it in a tall, clear plastic container.
Oh, yeah? How's the pastrami?
Excellent. Excellent. I love pastrami. And we use the navel. That's the best piece to use. We also make a pastrami bottom round and a pastrami corned beef. I mean, pastrami corned beef. A pastrami first-cut brisket. But my favorite is the navel. That's got just the right amount of fat in it. It's they're a pain in the ass to trim, though, I'll tell you. And we trim thousands of pounds of those. One piece takes probably one guy, I'd say maybe a minute, maybe a little over a minute, depending on who's trimming it. But they're a real pain in the butt to trim, because you got to get all that what they call chewing gum off of it. It's a little membrane. You got to flap it open and then trim this real thin membrane that's very sinewy, very chewy. You got to trim that all off, so it takes time.
What do you guys do with that? You melt it down and make candles?
No, it goes in the trimming and it gets ground and then run through a, what the hell they call that machine? Oh, I forgot. Turned into an emulsion. And it goes in, you know, hot dogs and bologna and stuff.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, too much nitrites and stuff that I'm eating, you know, that goes in to preserve the products. You know, I eat cold cuts every day, and that's really not that great for your health. But my liver enzyme and liver function test all came out fine, so apparently it's not killing me, at least not yet. N1MUQ mobile.
Roger that. KZ2HBR.
pastrami Reuben is one of my favorite sandwiches.
Yeah, what is that? I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm not aware. What is that?
It's pastrami. I think Swiss cheese, sauerkraut on rye bread. You know, melted Swiss cheese and sauerkraut on rye bread with mustard.
Yeah, I love sauerkraut. That sounds great.
Yeah, you like kielbasa too?
Yeah, I sure do. Charlie, did you ever hear something called the Cuban?
Yeah, I have. I don't know if I've ever had one, though. We had, I think we might still have one or two Cubans that work for us. But we had one woman that worked for us that was in a, she was a foreman of a department, and she always brought in stuff like that. I take it that's what you're talking about, the sandwich, Cuban sandwich.
That's right. That is correct, sir.
Almost, I guess the Italian version would be a panini. I think it's a pressed sandwich, almost you want to almost say fried, I guess.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I love to eat. Unfortunately, when I get back to work next week, January 3rd, they weigh us in for the big fat pool, the Biggest Loser pool, and I plan on winning it this year.
I copy that, Charlie, copy that. Yeah, did you talk to Bob today?
No, I didn't have a chance. We had a run out as soon as I got home. Then when we got home, I had to do a few things around the house. Ended up taking, maybe a half-hour nap. Then the kids wanted to go to our favorite pizzeria for dinner. One of them had a $25 coupon for the place from buying so much crap from EB Games. So he downloaded that, printed it out, and we went to eat. And then I came home and just watched a little bit of the news and went to bed because I knew I had to get up early.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, sounds good, Charlie. How was the pizza? Anything good? What was it, a plain pie, or you had all the toppings?
Well, I call it a pizzeria, but they serve other food, too. My oldest had a pepperoni pizza. My wife and I had the pasta special with broccoli rabe and sausage. And my youngest had chicken parmesan.
Okay, roger that.
If I didn't have to go to work today, I would have had a glass or two of wine, but don't like doing that and then going to work. Sometimes I wake up with a headache. I got plenty of time for drinking this weekend if I want to. Last weekend, Christmas weekend, I only, the whole weekend I had two glasses of wine. That was it.
Oh, okay. Copy that. KC2HBO. I don't drink at all.
Yeah, I don't drink much. I used to. But, you grow out of some of that stuff after a while, especially with the crap my niece is going through. I never drink and drive. My wife always drives even if I have one drink and I know I'm all right, just don't need the hassle.
Okay, so the wife is totally clean. She never drinks. All right, that's good.
Yeah, the only time I saw her buzzed is, or wasted, I should say. She was pretty high, was on our wedding day.
Okay, well, was she just drinking or she smoking a little bit of the good stuff?
No, she doesn't do that. No, she was just drinking, mostly champagne and white wine.
Okay, God bless her. She went a little bit overboard. Ah, listen, you only live once.
Coffee's still nice and hot. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, hopefully she'll only get married once. At least while I'm alive. So she had a good time. We had a nice wedding. Only had about 130 people there. We were paying for it ourselves. But we had our favorite group, Sharky and the Unknowns. They do all oldies. When we first met, we used to go around watching them play in the local clubs and stuff. Got to know them real well, so we asked them, They didn't do weddings. They normally didn't do weddings, but they knew us so well. You know, we were like, you know, one of their groupies that they said they'd do it. And so ours was the first wedding they ever did. Now they do a bunch of weddings. And the Righteous Brother, Unchained Melody, that was our wedding song. And we wanted them to play that for us, so they practiced it. Now, whenever you see them playing, they always play that song. So that song's because of us, and playing at weddings is because of us.
Yeah, what time do you figure you'll be going into work tonight? About, what, 1:45?
Yeah, I'll get there a little bit earlier than 2. I was planning on 2, but I woke up at 11:15, and I really wanted to take a shower, so I didn't want to go back to sleep because I knew I'd feel like crap if I woke up, you know, if I slept for another 45 minutes. So I got up and took a leisurely shower, fed the cats, did what I had to do, and then, you know, jumped on the computer a little bit, checked Facebook, checked my email, and then headed out early.
I copy that. That usually blows people right out of the weeds when I tell them, oh, no, I'm not into the computer. I'm sorry. I don't own one. That doesn't do anything for me. And they can't believe it. It blows them. They can't seem to wrap their minds around that.
Well, in this day and age, you know, 8-year-old kids are doing something on the computer, so it's pretty amazing. I don't think outside of you, I don't know anybody else that doesn't own a computer and doesn't do a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah, well, I don't even own a cell phone, Charlie, to be honest with you. I'm kind of like Bob in that respect, like your friend Bob, N1UJS, in the sense that, like, all my friends really are ham operators, so, I mean, I don't even need a cell phone. For what? To call myself?
Yeah, well, I can see the cell phone, especially being single. Your situation. But, you know, we've got a family. We all have cell phones. All four of us do. And, you know, especially when the kids were a little bit younger, and they were always running around here and there and doing stuff, it really comes in handy to stay in touch. I feel lost without my cell phone if I forget to bring it, which I very rarely do.
You got one of those smartphones?
N1MUQ mobile, no, just a basic cell phone. You know, my wife and I don't go nuts with the cell phones. My oldest has the iPhone, the latest and greatest. And my youngest is getting his the end of the month. So they'll have the smartphones, but we don't.
Copy that. KC2HBR.
N1MUQ Mobile in the Boogie Down Bronx.
Okay, I'm going to give you a repeater to try. You ready?
Stand by, I just want to take a sip of coffee.
Yeah, it's 443-300, positive shift.
Where is it?
Where you are now.
443-300, what's the PL?
I'll tell you in a minute, let me find it, hold on. 123.
Meet me over there, it'll take me a minute to do it. 443-300-123 N1MUQ, Claire.
Roger, roger. AC2HBR, how copy? N1MUQ, KC2HBR.
Alright, sorry about that. N1MUQ.
Okay. All right, Charlie. So as long as you're making good time, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Traffic's not too bad. I mean, it's heavier than 2 o'clock in the morning when I normally leave. But it's not that bad. Well, I tell you, I got to take some aspirin now. My sinuses are so congested that I'm getting a migraine.
Okay, roger that. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do, Charlie? It's that time of year. You know, you got to expect it.
Yeah, I hate being sick. I have no ambition to do anything when I'm sick, and I've got to undecorate the house this weekend, put all the boxes back away, and that's going to be a real hassle.
Oh, my God. Man. I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm sorry. That sounds terrible. That does sound bad. When you don't feel good, that's like... But maybe you could put it off for the following week.
No, once Christmas is over, I want to get everything down. I've stopped watering the tree. I just want to get all the decorations down and get my house back.
Okay, copy that. You're in anti-Christmas mode.
Yeah, it always feels like white trash, you know, when you keep your decorations up past Christmas. I know some people keep it up till, I don't know, January 7th or something. I think they call that Little Christmas or something. I'm not one to do that. Plus, my youngest's birthday is January 3rd, so we kind of like to keep his birthday separate from Christmas. If we're celebrating his birthday and the Christmas tree is still up, it's almost like we're still celebrating Christmas, so we like to have everything down.
Okay, roger that. What do you do with your tree, Charlie? Usually you take it out to the backyard and you make firewood out of it, or what?
No, we bring it down to the front yard in the street, you know, just to the edge of our property, and in a couple of weeks, the city will come by and collect them.
Okay, copy that.
Yeah, they have a recycling center. That's where they take all the leaves and everything, they grind them up and turn them into mulch. And then in the spring, you know, everybody's allowed to go down there with, I've gone down several times with buckets and whatever containers you have, and you get free mulch.
They do that over here, too. They do that here also.
Actually, what they call it is compost. It's like black. It's black and stinky, and does a good job for the garden. But every spring I go down there and I get a bunch of it, bring it back, refill the flower beds, you know, whatever's washed out from storms and stuff, you know, and put it on the top of the soil, and it, you know, for the flower beds and stuff, and it really helps them out a lot.
C2HBR. Now, Charlie, you just put it on the top, or do you incorporate it into the dirt?
I incorporate it into the dirt till I mix it. You know, the top maybe 4 inches or so.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's always a spring project. Get the yard and everything ready after the winter. I've always got branches and stuff that fall down from the snow and whatnot. Spring cleanup's pretty big in my town. You know, because we got so many trees. Although they said we're on tap for a record-breaking warm December. It's just about over, and we've had very warm temperatures for December. I hope the rest of the winters follow suit.
Copy that there. Hey, Charlie, I've always been meaning to ask you, do you own an HT? And if so, which one?
Stand by. Excuse me, stand by. Oh, man, I just had a sneezing spell. Sorry about that. If you had asked me about 2 weeks ago, I would have told you I own HTX 202 and a 404 Radio Shack 2-meter and 440 HT. But I just sold them.
Oh, man, I had the 202, bro. I had the 202. I loved it, man. I